They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Last week, the National Alliance on Mental Health Illness, Iowa branch, held one of 109 NAMI walks nationwide. Those national walks raised nearly $11 million. Here in Iowa, there were several walks going on. The one in Des Moines saw hundreds of people raise over $117,000 for the organization. I was there and spoke to people who traveled to Des Moines from Davenport, Cedar Rapids, Waterloo, the states of Kansas, Colorado, Nebraska, all united in their efforts to bring mental health issues out into the open. One of the stories centered on a young man by the name of Zach Grunder, who was diagnosed with severe mental illness that over time spiraled into over-medication, jail time, and finally suicide as he hurled himself over the edge of the Grand Canyon. For months, the Grunder family was paralyzed by grief, but then Zach's mother, Connie, made the decision to take their experience and turn it into something worthwhile and valuable. Ending the Silence is a program created for high schools, and Connie now travels the state, helping Iowa's young people to better understand mental health illness and for those suffering in silence to know it's okay to come out of the shadows. Meet Connie Grunder as she talks about her son, Zach, in his final days.
And then I went to go see him on a Thursday night because he wanted some money. He told me he was going to start a new job and need to get some work clothes, and he needed some money. So I gave him some money, and I knew when I saw him that night he was in a very bad state. He had a black eye and all these other things, and but anyway, so the next morning I tried calling him, and he didn't answer. I tried the next few days, and he didn't answer, so I knew something wasn't quite right. Tuesday night, I got a call from a park ranger at the Grand Canyon. They had found my Zachary's car out at the Grand Canyon. I knew then that it wasn't good. So I said, you know, Zachary, and I told him the situation. He's been diagnosed bipolar with psychosis, and he does go into episodes, and you know, I've picked him up before from, he got all the way out to Nebraska, almost to Colorado one time, and I found him out there and brought him back home, and but anyway, they took a helicopter up the next morning. They put a missing persons report in for him that night. Took a helicopter up the next morning, and they found my Zach about 300 feet down in the Grand Canyon. So they brought him, you know, of course they brought him back up. There was no suicide note, nothing like that. When the autopsy came back, there were no drugs in Zach's system besides he took mood stabilizers when he wanted to. So they did find the mood stabilizer, but his blood alcohol level was very, very high. I don't think he probably even walked, but his blood alcohol level was very high, so they contributed that to his death. So jump ahead about 6 months, and I went to an AMOS meeting for children help in the schools for children with mental health conditions. And I saw one of my instructors from my family to family class. And she had said, Connie, I have got a program I think you would be great for. And I had told people, family members, that when we were in the throes of Zach's illness, I had said, you know, When I can get to a point, I am going to be the biggest proponent for mental health. These kids, adults, we shouldn't be ashamed to say we have a mental health condition. We should be able to talk about it, and Zach couldn't. But anyway, so she said, I've got this wonderful program I think you'd be great for. Well, you know, I went home and I thought about it, and I said, you know, I'm not ready. I don't think I'm ready. But then the more I thought about, you know, I said, so I contacted Debbie back, and I said, okay, I'm going to do it. And that was the Ending the Silence program.
Let's talk about Ending the Silence program. You've been through the horrific death of your son, who committed suicide at the Grand Canyon, which is dramatic in itself. Tell us about what is Ending the Silence. And this is a statewide program that you are going all over the state to talk about. What is it all about?
The program, I'm very passionate about the program. The program is set up, there's kind of three facets to it. The first one, which I've done more presentations for those than the other ones. The first presentation is where we go into the schools. It's geared towards really young people, middle schoolers, high schoolers, and we go in and we talk about mental health conditions, mental health illnesses. We talk about the different signs for each one of the mental health illnesses, such as we talk about depression. You know, depression can really affect any mental health illness that you're diagnosed with. We talk about anorexia, bulimia. With that age group, though, I really try to focus more in on depression, anxiety, because that's what I see a lot with that age group. We do go in and you know, talk at length about suicide, the warning signs of suicide, you know, what you're supposed to do if you're feeling like that or if you have a friend that is feeling like that. So we talk about that as well. So the program is... The program itself is working. I hand the kids out index cards if they don't want to ask a question in front of them. And, you know, they'll fill out the index cards, and I hand those back to the counselors. So that part is definitely working.
As we talk about mental health in high schools, the suicide rate across the United States continues to rise. There's a lot of pressure on not only adults, but also the kids that are in schools. Your program, Ending the Silence, takes this out in front of the students. Are they ashamed about their anxieties and their potential mental health conditions? And are they diagnosed?
Yes, they are ashamed. Because there is so much stigma wrapped around mental health. When you first, I think people that don't understand mental health illness, when they first think about it, they think the first thing that comes to their mind is that person is going to be violent, or I don't want that person living beside me. I don't want to work next to that person because, you know, that person could be violent. When, again, statistics will show you that there might be 2% of people suffering from a mental health illness that might be violent. You know, the bulk of the people are not. So, number one, a lot of times, no, they don't want to talk about it. And number two is, does it get diagnosed? You know, with Zach as a parent, first of all, I didn't want to admit to myself that there was, I chalked up a lot of his behavior to what I felt was normal behavior for young adults that age. I look back now and I see now that was the mental health illness, but it took me a while to be able, and I come from a family with nurses and teachers in it, people that are trained in recognizing these. But it took a while for me to actually say, okay. It really got so bad that I had to at that point. So, but the other piece is there's not enough resources in Iowa. I think Iowa has, first of all, to get into a psychiatrist, it takes you forever. The only way Zachary got into a psychiatrist is because I actually had to commit him, so he had to see a psychiatrist before he got out of the hospital.
So treatment is lacking. The number of professionals out there are lacking. Funding is lacking. We can go on and on and on. But your program, Ending the Silence, you will go anywhere in Iowa, I understand?
Absolutely.
And talk about this?
Absolutely. I will go anywhere in Iowa, and I will present anywhere. I have been to a homeless shelter downtown. I go to churches. I don't necessarily present always to just the young people. What I think always is the best is if we can get the young people and their parents or grandparents, whoever is with them, so that they recognize the signs for their loved ones. I will talk to anybody about it.
Her name is Connie Grunder, ladies and gentlemen. It's Zachary's story. It's called Ending the Silence. And the silence is deafening. And thank you, Connie, for sitting down and doing this for a bit. We'll spread this around.
Thank you so much. And like I said, if anybody needs it, you can contact NOMNY of Greater Des Moines, NOMNY of Iowa, and they will get, you know, the arrangements made.
And we will have links to all of that up on our radio blog. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
Once again, that was Connie Grunder. The program is called Ending the Silence, and we'll have links to NOMNY of Iowa up on our radio blog. Stay with us. More to come on this edition of Insight on Business, the News Hour.